Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. It's great to be with you here on this sunny Saturday. I hope you've all been enjoying your summer. We've got a few weeks left, but as we head into fall, we've got some ideas here for some kind of maintenance and some ways to get ready with your garden and your clutter. And, of course, with our diet and nutrition. Starting off the show is Patricia Chewy, who is an island-based nutritionist. How are you, Patricia?
I'm great. How are you doing, Patty?
I'm really good. How was your summer? How are your holidays?
Oh, it's been an amazing summer, and everyone I talk to seems to say the same thing. Where normally it seems some people are really itching to get the kids back in school, it's been wonderful to hear people saying they're not ready to send the kids back. So that means they've had a fun summer, which is great. We were all over Western Canada between BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and it's been great. How about you?
Great. We actually went, did some local stuff, and then we also went to Texas, and we went to the interior. So it's been quite a journey, but, you know, always glad to get back to Victoria or back to the island and enjoy what we have, because there's nothing more beautiful.
It's so true. It's like you can breathe so easy here and enjoy all the blue and green and natural beauty everywhere.
And, of course, I see your Facebook, and you have a beautiful deck, and you always are showing some of the foods you make, which even in the summer, I know you're really the 80-20 rule, but you seem to maintain your lifestyle throughout. How do you keep that balance there, Patricia?
Well, I think I operate with, like you said, that 80-20 rule. And, I mean, August, in my opinion, is the best food month of the year because there's so much locally grown, in-season, fresh produce available. And I just look at it this way. I mean, there's so many things we cannot control in terms of our health, like our genes, our genetic destiny, and, you know, when, you know, we might get struck by lightning and things like that. But we can control what we eat and how much activity we do. And so, you know, why not manage the things that you have a bit of ability to manage?
And don't you find, though, Patricia, I'm sure with a lot of your clients, that we have this sort of mindset that it's summer and then, oh, no, fall, and we have to go back to these routines. How can we kind of streamline that to make these next few weeks a little more seamless?
Yeah, well, on the food front, honestly, the biggest issue that I hear from busy people at this time of year is about the dreaded lunch. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to get back into that routine of taking a lunch to work or packing lunches for the kids. And so, you know, if I was to have one tip for people this week, it would be to start thinking about that, start making some plans. I mean, when you're buying school supplies, for example, even think about buying lunch supplies. So you can get it potentially a couple of things in the freezer, like certain even meat and whatnot will stay well in the freezer. But more importantly, the equipment, so to speak, to make lunch packing easy. So stock up on some reusable, washable containers, a good handy lunch bag or lunch box that's going to work for your child or yourself. Make sure you've got a good supply of plastic wrap and all those other things that make it easy to pack. And then, you know, a couple days before school starts is when you can start doing things like stocking up on fruits and vegetables and pre-washing and peeling them. So you literally just have to grab handfuls of those, put them into your handy-dandy containers you have on hand, and your lunch is half-made. So it doesn't have to be drudgery if you give it a little bit of forethought.
And what about variety? You know, some people just like the same thing all the time. Is there any problem with having the same sandwich every day or the same kind of things each day?
Well, here's how I look at it. If what you're eating every single day, you know, if you've had the same breakfast for 20 years or the same lunch for 15 years, and you're at a good weight, your energy's great, you don't have a problem with cholesterol, blood sugar, or blood pressure, don't change a thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So obviously, but most people say, oh, yeah, okay, I could use a bit more energy. I do need to get my blood pressure down. And for kids, too, it's really important in terms of helping them establish a palate that will accept and be open to a wide variety of foods, to not just stand that one peanut butter or ham sandwich every single day of the school year. So variety, balance, and moderation, those are like the three key principles of healthy eating. So, cross-train your diet, cross-train your lunch. So one suggestion is even to vary the bread. So, I mean, if regular sandwiches are getting boring, maybe the fillings stay the same for a few weeks, but maybe sometimes you use a whole grain bun. maybe you use a pita pocket, maybe you use a small tortilla and wrap it in that, and that can make, you know, that tuna salad seem, you know, more interesting. And also, I mean, there's an endless variety of options with vegetables. So to that, again, say a tuna or salmon sandwich, you can be adding the classic chopped up celery, for example, but then maybe you want to grate in some carrots, or maybe you want to chop in some spinach or lettuce if you or your kids are open to doing that kind of thing. So yes, to your question, varying is really important. And another really cool idea I came across for families who carpool together, one neat thing to try, you know, this is your family members or very close friends and you all know each other's kids and what they like, and adults could even do it in a workplace, the concept of lunch pooling. So one person looks after all the lunches for 1 week just to give everybody a break. And so maybe you don't pull out that tool until about November, when you're already sick of, you know, 2.5 months of packing lunches. But what a neat thing to do for somebody, like say, hey, you know what, I'll look after your lunches for this week, and then another week, you know, a few weeks later when your family's super busy, you know, like what a cool
what pressure
concept.
Though I mean, my poor, the kids have got my poor sandwiches. They'd be like, we don't want your mums anymore.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, like I said, if you know these people well, you kind of know the kids, you know what they like and don't like, or what they might be allergic or sensitive to. But I have heard people have good success with that concept, even for adults. I mean, a couple of girlfriends who are going to the same workplace day in and day out give each other a break from the lunch, right?
Maybe. Yeah, and it's fun having other people's what they would buy. It's like even going shopping with someone else and what they buy at the store compared to what you do, and maybe adding things to your list, because you get in a real rut after a while and make the same things over and over again. And that variety is kind of great to have.
Well, I'll give you, and speaking of variety, one of my top secret weapon lunch variety ideas, wait for it here, is crepes. So what you do is you make up a bunch of crepes ahead of time. They're super easy, and then you can use those to make sweet or savory sandwiches or snacks even. So like sometimes I'll send my little guy a crepe with ham and cheese in it. Sometimes it's just got a little bit of sugar and cinnamon rolled up, like lefse, if you know that. That's a Scandinavian dessert. And it really adds neat variety, and it saves prep time because you can make a whole bunch and just have them in the freezer, and they're thin, so they thaw out really quickly.
Your son is going to be so popular as he gets into high school, especially, right?
<He's>
with his lunches?
He's a little foodie. He's going into grade two, but he's, yeah, I mean, it's good, very good for the most part on the one hand. On the other hand, I think, he's only going to demand the best. But, I mean, we're practical. We don't do things that are super expensive or inaccessible, but we're always trying to come up with neat ways to be creative. And another neat thing to do is to make dip the focus of the meal. So you can bring, like, maybe hummus or a black bean dip or a tzatziki or even a sweeter version for as a dip for fruit, but make that the focus. Work with your child to make a super fun dip of something they like. And if it's a dip for fruit, I mean, you take a good quality yogurt, Yogo. I got to mention those guys because I've been having some fun with them. That's that new yogurt.
I hear it's delicious.
Yeah, it's a good, it's, you know what, I've been asked over the years, you know, to endorse all kinds of products, and I can count on three fingers the numbers that I would. And Yogo's one, it's decent. But besides that, take a good quality yogurt and add what you like. Your kids could even, you know, so you even put in a few chocolate chips, and then they have a nice dip, and you send some nice cut up apples or orange pieces or strawberries or whatever happens to be available. And even with if you're taking hummus or that type of more of a savory dip, you can just roll up pieces of meat like little logs, or have chunks of roasted chicken or pork or whatever from dinner, and they can, you know, send them with a toothpick or a skewer, and they can dip it in. And so it's just a break from sandwiches.
Great ideas, Patricia. When we come back, let's talk a little more too about the protein and what we need per each meal, especially lunch. Back in a minute.
Crawling through Colwood, packed on the Pat Bay, mixed up on Mackenzie, and maneuvering through the Malahat. First with traffic. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. CFAX Sanis Anonymous is the charity that helps Victoria children in need, no matter what the need. To find out how you can help, visit CFAX1070.com or like us on Facebook. CFAX Sanis Anonymous. Donate year-round and help make miracles happen for the children in our community.
CFAX Sanis Anonymous. CFAX Sanis Anonymous. Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it for the kids.
When the cat's away.
At Camino Carpets, the boss is away. So the staff is at play with their no HST sale. Choose in-stock carpet or Lionel Rollins and pay no HST. A further savings of 12% on Camino's already low prices. And you can have your choice of in-stock flooring installed within 1 week guaranteed. Camino Carpets is more than just carpet. They carry a large selection of engineered hardwood, laminate, and stylish vinyl planking. For selection and value, Camino Carpets is the right choice. 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
For a limited time, Vision 2000 Travel presents up to 65% savings at select magnificent sandals resorts in Jamaica, Antigua, St. Lucia, or the Bahamas. Imagine a romantic paradise where every luxury is included. Powdery white sand beaches, award-winning Red Lane Spa, unlimited gourmet cuisine, daily and nightly entertainment. All this and your lavish suite and personal butler. Call Vision 2000 Travel Victoria now, 412-1888, or visit vision2000travel.com/sandals65.
Save a lot, case lot sale, Fairway Market.
The giant Save a Lot case lot sale is on right now at Fairway Market. Frozen turkey drumsticks, the $2.18 per kilogram price, a 5-kilogram box is just $10.90. That's an equivalent of 99 cents a pound. Limit 2 per customer. Shop the giant Save a Lot case lot sale at Fairway. Get to know your neighborhood grocer. Fairway Market, proud to be local.
Save a lot, case lot sale, Fairway Market.
We are back with Patricia Chewy, who is our island-based nutritionist and on the show a lot. And Patricia, we're talking about lunches. And how do you feel about some of these sandwich meats, too? Do you think they're okay to get some of these luncheon meats? Should they be prepackaged or should you cook your own meat?
Yeah, pardon me. In the ideal world, we'd be roasting a turkey or a chicken or a pork or lean beef, slice that up, send that for sandwiches. So some of the time families may be able to do that, like on a Monday if they've cooked a roast on a Sunday night. But for the rest of the time, I mean, fortunately, the deli meat category has improved by leaps and bounds, and you can now get meats with more natural ingredients, far less sodium, gluten-free. So ask at your local deli, and I still suggest that turkey and chicken, lean beef, and ham are fine choices for families. Unfortunately, this time last year, there was a recall on some deli meats right before going back to school.
Yeah.
And so everyone was wondering, well, what else can we take? So in the name of variety, in addition to those as a protein source, I mean, there is always tuna, and there's lots of different things you can do with that, salmon, egg salad. People forget about that. Egg salad on a bun.
I love egg salad.
Yeah, and you can do different things, like put some fresh dill in, or maybe one day it's green onion, or different herbs and spices. Or even just a hard-boiled egg. A lot of kids really just like that hard-boiled egg, and it's a finger food they can just hold and eat in a hurry. And nut butters in general. I mean, if there is a peanut allergy, and we know that's a big issue in many schools, but in some cases where there may be one child attending the school who can't have peanuts, but they are not allergic to almond butter, cashew butter, sesame butter. So those are good
ones to try. You know, a good thing Hudson does, he's been making the lunches of late, and
good
he's really
him.
Good at them. And he buys a rotisserie chicken, and he does stuff for Sheldon, like a Caesar wrap with the chicken or the buffalo hot sauce, and you know, kind of changes, like you say, the bread up or how he makes them every
day. Nice. Well, I love that. I mean, it's, you know, life is short, and I mean, it always seems like you're making 200 lunches throughout the school year. What great ideas! Shout out to Hudson Mac.
Yeah, I know. Go? Well, and then they get something different, and it's a, you know, I was sort of through with them, and I think they're much better lunches for one thing than I made. But he does a lot of variety and really puts lots of different nutrition things in there for them to eat. And the protein part of it, is that important every lunch hour to get protein?
Every single feeding, in fact. I mean, ideally, I recommend that people have a hit of protein in their breakfast, their lunch, their dinner, and their snacks in between. So, yes, indeed, the protein has to be there in lunch. And I look around the classrooms at the school, and I'm up there pretty much every day for drop-off and pick-up, and I get asked to come in and talk to the kids about nutrition, and the teacher gets a break. But and I look at what some of the kids have, and sometimes they're doing healthy. A lot of times they're doing healthy very, very well, but what they're missing is balance. And what I mean by that is they might have sent two or three different colorful fruits and vegetables with their child, maybe some crackers, but the protein's missing. So whether it's cheese or lean meat or an egg or nut butter, don't forget that. It needs to be there every single day. And along with it, it's something to drink. And honestly, I'm a huge fan of simply water. And people don't have to buy bottled water. Send your child their own personal water bottle, or make sure they have access to a fountain, and promote that. I'm not even convinced that they need to be having chocolate milk at school, and certainly they do not need to be taking a juice box every day unless your kid is underweight and they need to gain weight. If you need to gain weight, then please drink more juice. But most people are in the opposite situation.
Yeah, and you know, our kids drink a lot of water, but how much milk, you know, the calcium thing, how much milk do we need, or is that overblown in your estimation?
Well, if people definitely drink too big of portions. I mean, one cup, 250-ml portion, like you can no longer really even buy drinking glasses for your household use that are less than a two-cup portion. Yeah. So people fill that up, and many are even bigger than that in terms of the glasses. But for little kids, like kind of 10 and under, they need four servings a day of milk, cheese, or yogurt. And if they don't want dairy because they are intolerant or they are vegetarian or they simply don't want to consume dairy foods, then make sure that you're choosing a soy-based or an almond milk or an alternative milk that is enriched with calcium and vitamin D, because you're going to miss out on those if you're not having the regular milk. So I don't insist that everyone has to have dairy milk, but they do have to have that or an equivalent. But portion-wise, I mean, if they've had milk of some sort on their cereal in the morning, they're taking a cheese or yogurt at lunch, water's fine to drink at lunch, and then maybe they're having a glass of milk with dinner, and maybe milk, cheese, or yogurt one other time in the day. That's it. They don't need to be gulping down two large tumblers of milk at every meal. Again, if you've got, say, a teenage son who's underweight and he's on the basketball team or hockey team and the coach has said, you got to bulk up, buddy, then he or she can be taking in more copious amounts of any beverage than that person who's not trying to gain weight.
Right. And my dad, no, milk was like everybody drank tons of it. My mom always had us drink, you know, water lots of times with meals. But I think we kind of overdid it almost, right, like you were saying. And now we have people who have a lot of intolerances to it. So
yeah,
there are different, like you say, different ways to get that calcium. And I think with men, too, or boys, we need to know they also need that calcium. It's not just women with brittle bones.
Yeah, you know, people, listeners may be thinking, okay, well, what about food sources of calcium? And absolutely, you know, an orange, for example, has 40 milligrams of calcium. One cup of milk or fortified soy or other alternative milk gives you about 250 milligrams of calcium towards a goal of about 1,000 milligrams a day. So, yes, you can get it from an orange. You can get it from sesame seeds, from tofu, from broccoli. But the quantities required, three cups of cooked broccoli will give you the same calcium as one cup of milk or fortified, as I said, non-dairy alternatives. So people still need to be looking to include that. But the dairy foods or alternatives are often easiest to do at breakfast as well as the evening meal, dinner. And but a nice thing to take every single day, I think that yogurt is a great daily food. A glass of milk is a great daily food. Cheese doesn't need to be a daily food, you know, 3-4 times a week, just because it's a calorically expensive way of getting your calcium.
And I like what you say, simplify, nourish, soar. You know, we have so many different things around food, and you really make it sound like it's easy to do. It's sort of common sense and the moderation and the balance. But we're so many things about, you know, no carbs, higher protein, do this, do that. And it's really kind of getting back to some basics.
Well, it's funny. I mean, people are always surprised. They come in and meet with me to get their nutritional act together, and they're just always so relieved that, oh, my goodness, this is so much easier. And, I mean, if they are a person who is vegan or they want to, you know, emphasize more of one type of food versus another, we work with that. I mean, I really am a strong advocate for an individual approach to nutrition. Yes, we have general population guidelines and even such tools as the Canada's Food Guide, but those are very, very, very general. So I believe in being individual, but within that, I don't like when I see that people have completely psyched them out to the point where they don't know what to buy, and I see that a lot, especially here on the West Coast. I mean, everybody's very environmentally conscious, or a lot of people are, and then by the time they factor in no wheat, no dairy, no gluten, eco-friendly, there's no food left sometimes, and then they're just grazing on some commercial package of pseudo veggie chips, low sodium, and they're starving and they're gaining weight. So it shouldn't get that messed up. Bring it back to the basics, and it's not that hard.
Patricia, you give great advice, and people, you know, we can all learn from this with our kids or with our lunches. How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more and get some help from you?
I'm on Twitter these days. It's simply Patricia Chewy. People can find me on Facebook that way, and it's not of personal pictures of my family. I post nutrition tips there for people who like to follow, and also my website, which is Patricia Chewy, CHUEY.com.
Perfect. And Patricia, for one thing, before we go, breakfast too, I guess we need to get that protein in. That's really important before those kids get out the door, before they
Absolutely.
Start school.
Absolutely. And if they are, you know, the daughter who spent more time on her hair than on her food, and I'm that girl, that was me.
You have nice hair.
Smoothies are great. So, you know, maybe if they're so blessed to have a mom or dad or older sibling who will help with that, throw some fruit and yogurt and things in the blender, send the kid off to the car or the bus or whatever with that. Or maybe it is a boiled egg, or maybe scrambled eggs with veggies, a turkey breakfast sausage. Yes, you need to have the protein at breakfast too.
And Patricia has books as well, so look for her because there's lots of great information there. Thank you so much, Patricia, and good luck with your little guys starting grade 2.
Yeah, when you guys eat good lunches, keep up the good job, Hudson.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
Bye-bye.
Take care. When we come back, we're going to talk about feng shui.
Think of the selection, the expertise. At Sawyer Sewing Center, there's a lot to think about. Sawyer Sewing Center carries all the major brands of sewing machines. Janome, Babylock, Fab, Bernina, and Elna. They have a full line of sewing machine cabinets to fit all brands. And Sawyer Sewing Center stocks a huge selection of thread and notions. Got sewing on your mind? Check online for their latest sewing classes at SawyerSewing.com on Douglas across from Uptown.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
Like us on Facebook.
I will be the next face-off champion.
Tuesday on Space.
Follow me.
Join 14 master makeup artists.
You need to prove yourself to the nation.
In the ultimate battle.
Ah!
I have a goal, which is to win every single challenge.
Of imagination.
I have one thing to say about it. Spectacular.
Who will be the next big name in movie makeup and special effects?
All right, guys, time's up.
Face-off, all new episode, Tuesday at 6.
This all starts now.
On Space. No limits.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
A few clouds, mostly clear skies, though it is 19 degrees downtown. Good afternoon. Good morning, rather. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Another healthcare group says it was caught off guard by this week's announcement of new influenza control policies. The BC Care Providers Association says the rules, which will require healthcare providers to get the yearly flu shot, came as a surprise. But spokesperson David Herford says the group will comply.
This came as a surprise, this announcement. It's a big announcement. It's an important announcement for public health. It has broad impacts, and I think that it's important to make sure that the people who are going to have to deal with the policy are brought into the loop on the development of it.
The BC Nurses Union has been quick to slam the new rules, calling them punitive. Should workers not get the shot, they would be required to wear a mask. A small hardline Quebec sovereigntist party has gotten support from a major political figure, former Parti Québécois Premier Jacques Parizeau. He's throwing his considerable clout behind the campaign of Jean-Martin Ausson, head of Option Nationale. The new party, which presents itself rather as more committed to Quebec independence than the PQ, already had the backing of Parizeau's wife, Lisette Lapointe. Ausson left the PQ last year over differences with leader Pauline Marois. And some passengers in the U.S. are learning that free speech stops once you get on a plane.
Airlines say they're kind of like a family restaurant. If somebody is swearing or being rude or nearly nude, you ask them to leave. 40,000 feet up, that's a challenge. A woman flying on Southwest from Vegas this spring was told to cover up her skimpy top. A pilot for American lectured a passenger because her T-shirt bore a four-letter word. A grad student hoping to make a statement about racial profiling was barred from a Delta flight in Buffalo for wearing a T-shirt saying, "Terrorists gonna kill us all." Private companies have the right to limit free speech. Guidelines focus on what's offensive to other passengers. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Picanino residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $104, brought to you by Glenwood Meats at 1245 Parkdale Drive in Langford. And a glance at CFAX weather now, mainly sunny today, a high of 22 degrees, clear skies overnight, temperatures dropping down to about 10, and tomorrow not quite as nice a day as we're getting today, mainly cloudy Sunday with a high of 19 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here, Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back and we're talking about getting ready for fall. We've talked about some food and nutrition, and now we're going to talk about finding that balance in our lives. And a lot of that has to do with our living environment. On the phone is Gail Cole from All Things Balance. How are you, Gail?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Now tell us, Gail, about your background and what you do with your Feng Shui?
Feng Shui.
Feng Shui.
Yeah.
How you got involved with this and your credentials that make you able to come into people's houses and tell them how to make them better.
Well, I started studying Feng Shui about 10 years ago and soon realized that when I started making changes in my own life, dramatic things happened, and it got me more and more interested. So I decided to pursue it as a career. So I went to school in San Diego, California, the Western School of Feng Shui, and got my accreditation there. So I'm a full-fledged certified practitioner. So I go into people's homes, I teach workshops, and I love talking about feng shui. It's my passion.
Now, what does it do for people? What are the principles? I know there's many, but what are the basic principles of feng shui?
Well, feng shui is the art of balancing the flow of energy in your home or your life to create beneficial effects. So simplified, it means that changing your environment, living simplistically with minimal stuff, no clutter, it affects your life. It in turn affects your life because consciously you're looking at everything in your environment every day, wherever you go, your house, your bedroom, your kitchen, everything you look at, everything you do, it subconsciously affects how you feel.
I think that's very true, Gail. And what do you do as you go along? I know we're going to talk about clutter here, but with things that get given to you, say, or passed down from past generations, that feeling of having to keep things and...
That's the key. keeping things out of guilt. And you've got to be careful about that, because if you're keeping it out of guilt and you like that person, then it's okay. But if you're keeping it out of guilt and you never liked that person, every time you look at that item, it reminds you of them. So you've got to be careful. You don't want those negative energies into your conscious mind.
I know on your website, All Things Balance, you've got a great blog about the closet.
Oh, yes.
So with clutter, where do we start if we're looking to the fall? You know, we've got our summer stuff out maybe. Where do we start to think, I want a calmer environment where there's not so much stuff? Just like our diet we talked about before in the previous segment about simplifying. How do we start that process?
Simply and don't get overwhelmed. That's number one. You don't want to be overwhelmed. The most important point of energy into your home with feng shui is your entrance. Your main entrance is the most important point. So have a look at it. Go outside your home and walk up to your front door and look at it and see how it feels. And, you know, clear the clutter from there. Make people feel welcome. Make yourself feel welcome when you come home every day. That's the first thing you look at it. So it sets the tone of how you feel when you go in the house. And then start counters. Start clearing clutter on your counters. But, you know, like I say, don't get overwhelmed. One drawer at a time, one closet at a time. Start in the worst places. Start in the places that really need help. And you'll find that when you do that, you are not going to be stuck anymore. Things are going to start to happen in your life, and you're going to wonder where they came from. But that's what feng shui is all about. Feng shui is all about making you feel empowered and stronger, and clearing clutter just does that. So clutter is number one.
It's not just about throwing stuff out, though, is it, Gail? Like, I'm just going to chuck this stuff, I'll feel better. You kind of have to think about it, do you?
Yeah, think about it, but not too long.
Not too long.
You know, sometimes you tend to dwell on things and then you overthink it and you say, oh, well, maybe I'll use it someday. Well, that someday never comes. And if you haven't used it in 6 months, let it go. If you ever need one of those things again, you can buy one or whatever. But to be honest with yourself, that's the key thing. Be honest with yourself. And living minimalistically is a lot better than trying to get rid of stuff on a large scale, because people just find it so overwhelming.
Now, I know you live this way, Gail. How do you keep maintaining what you have?
It's an ongoing process. You have to just, you know, every week or month or whatever, just go and clear stuff. And paper clutter is probably the worst, I find, in people's homes, because there's magazines, there's papers, there's collections of stuff, all that kind of thing, junk in drawers. You have to just be conscious of doing it all the time. If you don't need it, let it go. Receipts from things, just, you know, if you don't need them, let them go. Get rid of them, because they accumulate faster than you think.
And is that where you come into, Gail, is that if people are having a hard time, you can help them decide, maybe even by holding the stuff, they don't even hold it, so they can just, you hold it up and they look at it, whether they keep it or not? Because sometimes when we physically touch clothes or things, we think, oh, I want to hang on to it.
Right. And they have to really ask themselves and be honest. Do they wear it? Do they love it? There's certain things you can, you know, ask yourself. Do you have too many? Do you really use it? Does it need repair? Is things, you know, that just too many of one thing? You have to really ask yourself if you really need it or love it.
When we talked, come back after the break, Gail, we want to talk a little bit more about maybe your wardrobe, too, and talking about that blog you did, how to switch over to the next season.
Sure.
Back in a minute with Gail.
When news breaks, Victoria turns to CFAX 1070. News, weather, traffic. When you need to know. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Good morning. This is Lisa with the CFAX Community Cruiser. I am at Perks Rec Center enjoying a free family event hosted by Perks and Momstown. Momstown is Canada's original national mom network, a modern moms group. So this event is all based on mothers and their kids. There's so much going on here today, including crafts, birthday cake, bouncy castles, balloon animal snacks, activity stations, and so much more. Did I mention that this event is totally free? Perks Rec Center is on 3100 Tillicum Road, just behind Old Navy. This is going on until 1 o'clock, so if you haven't already stopped by to see what all the fun is about, you've still got time. Later this afternoon, you can find the CFAX Mini at James Bay Market. The CFAX Mini Cruiser will be out and about all weekend, so if you spot us, come on down and say hi. I've got tons of free prizes I'm giving out. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress on CFAX 1070.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I want to trade in this bathing suit. The new models look better.
Trade in? Oh, you're so cute. I'm sorry we actually don't take trade-ins here.
Oh, come on. Well-maintained, all lake swims, no salt water.
Never gonna happen.
Okay.
You can't trade everything in for something better, but you can during the Hurry Up to Trade Up event, where a Dodge Grand Caravan Canada Value Package is only $19,998. See your Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram dealer for details.
Victoria's biggest furniture sale of 2012 is underway as Generation Furniture prepares to close their doors forever. The complete liquidation of Generation Furniture's 40,000 square foot showroom will save you up to 70%. Everything must be sold. Now's the time to get the new furniture you want at a fraction of what you thought you'd pay. Quality leather furniture, bedroom and dining room suites, reclining furniture, it all must be sold. The price on every item at Generation Furniture has been slashed for immediate sale as this store prepares to close forever. Shop early for the very best selection. Generation Furniture, behind the West Shore Mall in Langford.
We are back talking to Gail Cole from All Things Balanced. Now, Gail, we're talking about wardrobe as well and the clutter that can cause. I mean, especially every day when you open that up or just look at your chair full of clothes. How do we start the process? Maybe, you know, we've got some summer stuff, we've got some stuff from last year. How do we start editing that to make it an efficient wardrobe?
You have to look at what you've worn over the past few months and decide, you know, what you want to give away, what you want to let go of. Because really what makes you feel good is always what you wear, tend to wear. Yeah. And you wear it over and over again. If you look at really, you put the things that you wear at one end of the closet and the things that you don't wear at the other end of the closet.
It's a
repetition of what you really like that you wear, and then you can quickly weed out what you don't wear.
I try and kind of teach my kids this too. My son tends to hang on to a lot of stuff that if we kind of make room, you know, get rid of things, pass it on to other people who need it.
Draws more new things into your life.
Right.
It'll attract more. So, and letting go is helping other people too. It's helping people or recycling your clothes, and it's all good. It's like good karma.
It is. And when we, you know, especially a lot of people who buy things and just like having those tags on in their cupboard.
Yes.
And that's a whole other thing, I guess.
Yes. I mean, you really have to ask yourself, do I need it or am I just buying it out of impulse or emotion? You know, and am I really going to wear it? You've got to love it. So when you're conscious of that, like I am now because I've studied feng shui for long enough, I really look at something two or three times. I don't just pick it up and buy it right away. I think about, am I going to wear it? Is it going to fit into my wardrobe? Does it uplift me and enhance my energy?
And it's so true. Just because it's on sale doesn't mean it's a good thing.
No, because everybody's got different tastes Yeah, you just have to ask yourself, do you feel good wearing it?
I get so practical, too. I see a sweater or a top I like, and I buy, like, every color in it. And I know I'm only going to wear the one I really like to begin with. But
exactly. And going into fall, I mean, there's nice colors, and, you know, you want something warm and cozy. And look at the styles, how they've changed. And how does all this make you feel? If these colors don't suit you, don't buy them just because they're in style.
Yeah,
wear
yeah.
what you feel good about wearing. Feng shui is all about feeling good.
How has the simple life helped you feel better?
Oh, it's just, my life has just changed a whole 360. when I started Feng Shui, I met the love of my life. We built a house. It's all Feng Shui'd here in Victoria. It was actually profiled in House Beautiful.
I saw that. It's lovely.
Yes. And it's not about money. It's not about making it really fancy or a lot of money. It's about just being simplistic and just being clean and not cluttered. And that's what Feng Shui is all about. So that's what it's done for me, and just opened up so many new opportunities in my life. I love getting in front of people and doing workshops. I've got 4 workshops coming up at Oak Bay Rec in the fall. I'm now just putting the finishing touches on my new ebook, Creating That Buying Feeling When Selling Your Home. So I'm going to be marketing that on my website pretty quick, because people always want to know about things like that.
Well, that's great. I work at RE/MAX Mimosa as an agent, so I'll have to pick that up.
Yes.
Because it's so true, because
sure,
people want that feeling. It's what we kind of strive for. You know, you see all these shows with fancy houses and overdone everything. People really do want to get back to
the basics. Yeah. I mean, have you ever walked into a home that just feels good? Well, that's the feng shui. That's the feng shui in action. It's balanced, it's calm and inviting. And you know what? I bet the owners are happy people too, because you just get that feeling from the energy.
Yeah, when you let go of stuff, because at the end it's just stuff. So a little tip before we go, if it's your closet or the stuff, the clutter that we've got lying around, do you believe in getting rid of everything? At what, like opening all the drawers out, or just one thing at a time?
Yeah, just go through one drawer. Empty it all out, though, because picking things out, you tend to not deal with it. Just empty it all out. If it's your closet, if it's a drawer, whatever it is, empty it all out and then go through it, because you'll find that you probably put only about a quarter or a third of the stuff back into the drawer. Whereas if you pick things out, you tend to just, you know, you're very much more
picky.
you're not as apt to throw as many things out.
Yeah. And if people know more about you and what you do, how do they find out, Gail?
Oh, they can go to my website, www.allthingsbalance.com, or Facebook message me. And, I do residential consultations. I do landscapes, offices, and like I say, my workshops are going to be posted on my website pretty quick, and my ebook's coming out, so it's very exciting for me for the fall.
Landscape and offices. Wow, that's interesting, because I guess it all, we're going to be talking to Dig this in a minute, you know, the landscape, all of it is your outdoor room.
All of it affects you. All of it is part of your surroundings, so you have to really know that it's all uplifting you and supporting you.
The same with the home office, I guess, too, right?
Yeah.
It should feel good, not something that you're afraid to go into because it's so overwhelming.
Yeah, keep it organized, because you'll be amazed how much clearer your focus is and how much you can concentrate on what you're doing.
Well, Gail, it's been great talking to you. I hope people have got lots of tips to help them out this fall, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Gail. Now we're going to talk to Virginia Parkers from Dig This at the Broadmead Village Store. How are you, Virginia?
Oh, good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. Now, we've been talking about, you know, getting ready for fall. We've talked about some food and nutrition. We've talked about the clutter. And at Dig This, you know, it's very much about that extension of our living rooms is the outdoor room and the landscaping. There's lots to be done this time of year, isn't there, though, Virginia, besides enjoying the last weeks of summer?
Oh, there is in the garden, yes, but with furniture-wise, we are the today's furniture is so carefree. It's made of aluminum, and this is good quality furniture, and with high-density polyethylene. Mine has been sitting outside, uncovered, for 10 years.
Really?
And it still looks brand new.
Wow.
All it takes is I brush off the leaves and pine needles, and you know, every once in a while have to give it a warm wash. And then I tuck it, just water with mild soap, and then I just tuck it up against the house.
That's amazing. So, I mean, that's so much easier, right, than having to find storage places and all the stuff we have to put on things to put them away.
Yes, you're right. And I do bring my cushions in, even though they're made of all-weather fabrics and have good fiber inside that could withstand weather, but just to protect them and keep them nice and fresh looking, I do bring them inside.
Now, what about if it rains a bit like this time of year? Do they need to be taken in every time?
No.
They're
no,
okay.
No, the cushions have a fiber inside them that's called reticulating, and that means it's shedding water. So it you'll see little beads of water on top of your fabric. And if you get caught, you just stand it on end, and in about 10 minutes, your cushion's dry.
My gosh, it's we live in a great
magic.
We live in a great time. We're going to take a quick break, Virginia. When we come back, we're going to talk about your love of gardening and also things we can do in the garden this time of year.
One, two, three, up. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Classroom's pretty quiet now. Just the teacher planning lessons and busy getting everything set up for the new school year. But before you know it, the kids will be back, and teachers will be there to welcome them. Together with parents, we'll continue to urge government to do its part. After years of cuts, our kids desperately need smaller classes, better support for special needs, and more one-on-one time. Every child matters. A message from BC's teachers. Welcome back.
We here at A&W would like to thank everyone who came out on Thursday for Cruisin' for a Cause. Because of your help, we raised a ton of money for the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Canada. And we had a lot of fun along the way. There were enough classic cars, great tunes, and delicious teen burgers to satisfy any appetite. So from the folks here at A&W, thanks again for coming out and supporting the MS Society of Canada. We hope you found it as fun and rewarding as we did.
This summer could be a scorcher. The hot, dry weather puts our forests at risk. If you smoke, always use an ashtray and never throw a cigarette butt out of your car window. Protect yourself and BC's forests. To report a forest fire, call *5555 on your mobile phone. For more information, visit emergencyinfobc.gov.bc.ca. A message from the province of British Columbia.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back with Virginia Parkers from Broadmead Village Dig This. And Virginia, you have a great love of gardening. I think you like zinnias and blue salvia, is that right?
I love zinnias, yes, and blue salvia and sweet peas. And
you garden as well, like you have a vegetable garden as well, small one.
Yeah, and now it's time to plant garlic.
Is it?
And yes. And the fresh, we have organic garlic bulbs and seed bulbs that just arrived from Gabriel Island. And you plant them now until about middle of November, maybe October. And then just a couple inches deep in lots of nice composty soil. And when you buy the head, you break each corm off and plant them, as I say, a couple inches deep and about 5 to 6 inches apart, and you'll be harvesting fresh garlic next July.
That's so neat. So, Virginia, people come in there, you know, we have lots of baskets and do things like that, but if we want to know more about vegetable gardening, I'm sure you could probably help us if we come to Dig This and see you at Broadmead Village.
You're right.
Oh,
yes, we can.
That'd be great, because I never thought about planting garlic, but that would be great.
Yes, it's lovely. And then last night I had dinner guests for people, friends over, and I harvested potatoes that we ate potatoes that we harvested about a month ago that we planted in spring. And it was just wonderful to eat fresh beets, fresh carrots, and fresh potatoes all
and
from the garden.
And a bit of bragging to boot, huh? Like, oh, yeah, from my garden.
Yes. I feel kind of smug.
I bet you do. I think that's fabulous. What else do you sell at Dig This? I know you have a lot of the furniture. I know it's a local store. You've got how many locations now?
There are 4 in Victoria and 1 in Sydney, 1 in Oak Bay, downtown, and there's also a store in Nanaimo.
Wow. And I think the success, you make gardening all-encompassing to include that outdoor room. It feels like it's a special area.
It is. It truly is. And, you know, with I was going to say people that had cast iron furniture, if they want to protect them, is to give them, after cleaning them off, is just give them another, give them a spray, light spray with a metal protector like Tremclad, and cover with, if they want to, cover with furniture covers and store them in the garage or something that for winter, or just tuck them against the house again, as usual, to get out of the main part of rain. And the same with wood and teak. Just give them a coat of a good oil, and which helps retain the wood. And if they have covers, to put it over. Otherwise, just again, you know, try to protect them from the wind and all the dirty leaves and everything else that fall down.
So this time of year, what kind of gardening is taking place?
Cleanup. You deadhead and cleaning up your plants and getting them ready, cut back, and then breaking the leaves so that bugs don't get under them and infest things, and add them to your compost. And as I say, I guess you could start winter containers with pansies and mums that are going to start coming into the and the flowering cabbage, kale.
Oh, I love those. And I think this time of year you're starting to, you know, some of your summer things are kind of done, so it's time to maybe put those aside and start again.
Yes, you're right, yeah. And it's fun because it's a new scene. And
it is kind of fun, isn't it, too?
Yeah.
And what about the vegetable gardens? Like, you have a big garden, so with your potatoes, all your different beds, what has to happen? Do you have to...
You try to generally clean things up, and it's, which is so much more pleasant than doing it in the spring. mainly so you don't have a bed of a feast for bugs and worms and things and like that to get in and cause you trouble further down the road.
Right. And what about the patio stones and things like that? What kind of cleaning do they need?
Just generally a hose, good hose.
You don't want to use...
Most of them are sealed, I think, or, you know, or I just use a hose and a broom.
So it sounds like it's not all that complicated. If you buy good furniture that doesn't need a lot of storage, a lot of cleaning... and good products, you don't have to do as much work at the end of the season.
That's right, yes.
So tell me about your end-of-summer routines. Are you still enjoying your garden lots and sitting and having people over, obviously, and enjoying it still?
Yes, it is. I mean, these last summer, what do we call it? Our fall, autumn?
Yeah.
It's lovely being out. Yes, the evenings get a little cooler and they're a little shorter, but it's still gorgeous to be out there and enjoy it.
There was a blog on your website, I'm not sure if you write it or Elizabeth writes it, about it had the chairs there and about enjoying it. And I think it's so true. You work so tirelessly to make things so beautiful for other people sometimes, too, or to look at, and you don't get to really just sit there yourself and enjoy it. And it's important to do that.
Yes, it is, yes. And in our comfortable furniture.
Exactly. And how do people find you if they want to come in and ask some questions, Virginia?
I'm sorry?
How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more stuff about
Well, either of our four stores locally, and pop in and ask any questions, or there is our website, and we all have email.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Virginia, for being on the show today.
Thanks,
We've
Patty.
Had lots of good topics today, things to get you ready for the fall. But don't forget that we have lots of weeks of good weather left and fun. So don't forget to get out there and enjoy yourself. Until we meet again next week, enjoy.